I tell you, God is so good. He is so awesome. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's our strong tower. He's our rock. He's our way out of no way. Don't sound like I got nobody to believe me in tonight. I say he's our way out of no way. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you now. I'm one of those type. I don't try to pump and prime nobody. Either you agree or either you don't. Amen. And I say the word, it says it for itself. Amen. 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 I'm telling you, because, you know, people like pastors say, you know, like James Brown, try to thrill you. I'm not here to thrill you. I'm just here to give you the word. Praise God. That's what's going to do it for you, the word. That's what does it for me, because when the thrill is gone, what you got? What you got? You ain't got nothing. But I tell you what, though. When you put the word in, though, whoo, glory to God. It remains forever. Forever. Woo, unmovable, unshakable. Hallelujah, the word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. Well, if you will, turn into your Bibles to Matthew Gospel chapter 9. Matthew Gospel chapter 9. This will be from the New King James Version. Most all the other scriptures I'm coming from will be New Living Translation. Matthew Gospel chapter 9, starting with verse 35. Praise God. Praise God. We thank Pastor and First Lady for this opportunity they've given us to share and just to encourage you by the word of God. Amen. I pray that everyone has an ear to hear and a heart to receive. And I thank God for anointing these lips of clay to speak it out so that you can understand it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God. Matthew Gospel chapter 9, verse 35, New King James Version, reads as follows. He said, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" Amen. Amen. And what I want to share with you tonight, praise God, was doing my part, even if it is to help someone else do their part. That's still my part. That's still my part. Amen. You know, Jesus said he was filled with compassion for the people. Say they were scattered about. Brother Joy, he spoke that this morning. I think it was on the prayer line. And he was talking about yesterday evening when he was talking about how Jesus had compassion for the people when he went out and he shared the gospel. Because he seen they were like sheep scattered without a shepherd. You know, they was just wandering around. Nothing to eat. They were homeless, some of them probably. And they needed something. And Jesus had compassion on them. You seen the lame. You seen the deaf. You seen the dumb. You seen the mute. They needed something. And Jesus had compassion on them. So where I'm going with this right here. The Lord said in Jeremiah 31, verses 2 and 4. He said, this is what the Lord says. The people who survived the sword found favor in the wilderness when Israel went to find rest. The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving devotion." I like to say, he said, "With loving kindness have I drawn thee." And then in verse 4, he says, "And again, I will build you and you will be rebuilt. O virgin Israel, again, you will take up your tambourines and go out in a joyful dancing. Hallelujah. Sound like some celebration going on there. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. That's what he said. And where I'm going with this, Mark Gospel chapter 16, verses 15 and 20. He told us this right here. He gave the command. This is right before Jesus was ascended into heaven. He gave this command. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. To everyone. And he said, anyone. Now, who is anyone? Anyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous, not just these signs, he said, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. My Bible didn't say only preachers, only people with certain degrees, nor does it say you have to be a certain color or height. You don't even have to belong to a certain group. My Bible said those who believe. He said those who believe. Everyone say to me, say, I am a believer.
I am a
believer. So that means if you're a believer, guess what? You can do what God has told us to do. Go into all the world preaching the good news to everyone. You know, the people that we see in here, you know, we go about, when we leave these doors, we all gonna go separate ways. Everybody ain't coming over to my house. Everybody ain't going over to Mickey's house. Everybody ain't going over to Brother Tyrone's house. We're going our separate ways. We're gonna see many different people. We have many different opportunities to share the good news, the gospel, to be a light, to shine it. You know, when we see these people, you know, we had to, and Brother Tyrone, when he opened it up with Proverbs, talking about wisdom, you know, the Bible said, he who wins souls is wise. You know, and that's what I declare a lot of times. I am a soul winner. You know, I'm a soul winner. That's what you want to do. You want to go and you want to preach this good news. You want to share this good news, this glorious gospel, this unadulterated truth about Jesus Christ, him crucified, him raised from the dead. That's what we want to share, that he didn't die just for one. He died for all. God says it's not his will that anyone should perish, but all should come to know the truth. See, it's not. See, hell wasn't created for us. It was created for Satan and his angels. He said, I put before you what? Life and death. Choose life. Only life you're going to find is in Jesus Christ. Anything else is just a smokescreen. You might ask me how I know that, because I've been there. I know. I've been there. I know. It's a dark place. It ain't good. It only gives you a false hope. That's what the world offers you. It offers you a false hope. That's what it offers you. But guess what, y'all? Us that are here at CFC, we've been taught the truth. We've been taught the unadulterated word of God. We've been taught that word. We've been taught faith. We've been taught laying hands on the sick and they are recovered. We've been taught that. We've been taught that you speak to the mountain, that thing has to obey you. We've been taught the prayer of agreement. If two of you shall agree, so touching anything, it shall be done for you by my Father in heaven. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. You know, there's much more to this salvation than, you know, and it's great that people get saved. But, you know, I don't want to be a saved person walking around here with broke pockets. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that saved person walking around here and I see a brother or sister or even a stranger on the street, homeless, without food, and I can't do nothing for him. I don't want to be that person.